Dear Cheap Astronomy, what is the most distant thing that we've ever observed? Well, currently, it's JADES-GS-Z14-0, which was spotted by the James Webb Space Telescope in 2024. It's technically over 34 billion light-years away, though perhaps more importantly, we're observing it as it existed just 290 million years after the Big Bang. JADES-GS-Z14-0 is more redshifted than anything else we've observed so far, with a spectral redshift of 14.32. The previous record holder was JADES-GS-Z13-0, which has been more precisely calculated to be 33.6 billion light-years away. No one has yet put such an exact figure on JADES-GS-Z14-0's distance yet, but since its light has been redshifted even more, it hence must have been transmitted at an earlier time within our expanding universe. In any case, after you consider these numbers a bit further, you realise that the calculated distance of such objects doesn't really matter, since the universe has expanded hugely since those objects first radiated the light that we are just seeing now. So determining where the object's position is now is kind of meaningless. What matters is that we are looking back in time and observing how the younger universe used to look. In other words, the more telescopic magnification we achieve, the further back in time we are able to look. We have to remember this is all about space-time. So thinking of distance as something independent of time just confuses the situation. The discovery of JADES-GS-Z14-0 and other galaxies of similar vintage, appearing just 300 million years after the Big Bang, is somewhat remarkable, where we are finding just 300 million years after the Big Bang, there are galaxies each full of several hundred million stars, and with spectroscopic analyses revealing not just hydrogen and helium, but quite a large abundance of oxygen in each galaxy's interstellar medium, which suggests these very early galaxies had already hosted several generations of stars, since to get oxygen and other more complex elements, you need stellar fusion and subsequent supernovae explosions to create such a large abundance of oxygen across the galaxies. Our current thinking about the timeline of events after the Big Bang is that the first stars must have formed at around 200 million years, so finding JADES-GS-Z14-0 at 290 million years isn't altogether shocking. It's more the case that no one really knew what to expect, and what we've found is lots of stars already organized into lots of galaxies, and with stellar nuclear synthesis already seeding those galaxies with more elements than just hydrogen and helium. We knew this should start happening sometime in the early universe. It's just surprising to find it had all come together so fast. The top 10 and more most distant object record holders, which are all galaxies exceeding a redshift of 11, were spotted by the James Webb Space Telescope using its NIRSSPEC instrument, that is, near-infrared spectrograph, which can measure the redshift of light emitted by objects that the telescope observes. James Webb's overall design as an infrared telescope means it's good at detecting heavily redshifted objects, which is what all very distant and hence very young objects always are. A previous most distant object record holder was GN-Z11 with a redshift of 10.6, which we can see as it was 400 million years after the Big Bang. GN-Z11 has the earliest known black hole, a supermassive one of 1.6 million solar masses. GN-Z11 was spotted by the Hubble Space Telescope in 2016, pretty much at the limit of Hubble's observing power. It's doubtful that GN-Z11's supermassive black hole could have formed so early in the universe from the merging of lots of stellar mass black holes, which we'd think would need much more time to merge together into such a huge mass. So this finding adds some credence to the idea that galactic supermassive black holes might have all started out as primordial black holes, that is, black holes that form during the very early moments after the Big Bang, well before any stars could possibly have existed. Anyhow, that's what we've found so far, just in the first few years of the James Webb Space Telescope's operation, and we're still looking.